Now, when we start plugging numbers into this computator, there are some things that we have to stop and think about. And one of them is the question you're asking. You have to decide if you are going to compare the correlations of the two predictors, including their sign, or the strength, predictive utility, variance accounted for of the two predictors, ignoring the sign. It's two different questions. If you have a question about correlation, correlation includes a sign. If you have a question about utility, functional, strength, predictability, those don't have signs. So let's say that we've got a correlation of 0.35 for number of correct and confidence. We've got a correlation of -2.5 for number correct and time to complete the task. And the correlation between these two different predictors is -0.45. When we plug all this into a computator, if we compare the correlation of 0.35 and the correlation of -0.25, we get a z-score that is statistically significantly different from zero, and we would conclude those correlations are different. If, however, we're interested in asking whether these two predictors are differentially useful, then we're going to compare a positive 0.35 and a positive 0.25. And we're going to find that there is no difference in R-square between the two. So, are they differently correlated? Yes. Are they differentially useful predictors? No. You got to be careful what question you're asking. And even if you're asking a question about R-square, I want to caution you that what goes into the computator is R. R is always what you plug in for making this comparison for Steiger's Z and Hotelling's T. And the questions are always equivalent if the correlations have the same sign. It's only when you have one that's positive and the other that's negative that you're going to get a difference between the are they correlated question and do they account for differential variance question. Second moment of caution. Don't confuse asking if each variable is significantly correlated versus if the variables are differentially correlated. They're different things. For example, here we have a correlation of 0.37, which is statistically significant for number of correct and time to complete the task. Here we have a correlation that is almost exactly the same, except for the statistical inference conclusion. And we would say that time to complete the task and confidence are not correlated. Now, this is significant, this is non-significant, but they're really close together. Although the number correct is significantly correlated with time, and confidence is not significantly correlated with time, it is a different question to ask if the two correlations are significantly different from each other. If you want to know if they're different from each other, you got to go do the Hotelling's test, the Steiger-Z test. If you want to know if each of them is correlated, you check each of the correlations. Said differently, there may not be a significant difference between one significant correlation and another non-significant correlation. You have to pay attention to the question you intend to ask and ask it directly with your statistical analysis. Important variation on this theme. While it is most common to apply these models to ask which of two variables is the better predictor, it is possible to apply them to ask for which criterion a given variable is the better predictor. This is that flip-flop that we've mentioned a couple times. Often we collect multiple variables that are considered outcome or criterion variables. If so, when we talk about how good a predictor is, it is important to know if the effectiveness of the predictor depends upon the criterion we're using. If I'm trying to predict sales per hour versus I'm trying to predict number of days that somebody skips work, a given predictor might do differentially well on those two criteria. Like in the other applications of these models, it is different to say that a predictor is correlated with one criterion and not correlated with other than to say it is differentially correlated with the two. Is a variable correlated? One question. Is it differentially correlated from another variable? Different question. You have to keep those separated. It is different to ask if two correlations are significantly different than to ask if the two R-squares are different. So you got to pay attention to whether you care about sign or not, and whether you're asking about a bivariate correlation or the difference between two bivariate correlations.